The expression goes, clothes make the man, which is a fascinating expression because it makes us wonder what really does make man through clothing. So it's interesting because you can have a person whose persona is not terribly impressive, and yet by putting him in a fancy suit, all of a sudden there's a exalted and lifted up position that this person has. Well, at the very same time, you could have the exact opposite. You could have a person that's the embodiment of greatness, and yet he walks in disheveled clothing, and we don't look very favorably towards him. Which is why the Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chacham has an obligation to dress appropriately. He can't go out with clothing that's patched up or ripped up. Why? Because clothes make the man. When people look at the person wearing whatever they're wearing, they make an instantaneous assessment of that person. And what God wants is that that person should be a good representation of Torah and mitzvos. What's amazing is that this entire parsha thematically focuses in on clothing over and over again. All the details of what the Kohen wears. And the question really is, why is this necessary? Why do I need all this? The Kohen, can't he just wear a nice white robe? He'd be a symbol of purity. Why do you need to put more and more? And then you have the Kohen Gadol with all of his clothing and the gold and the colors and everything else. So the first answer is, of course, that when you wear your clothing, so you become something more. People look and say, wow, that's someone who is impressive. Okay, so that's a good answer. But I think it's important to understand a little bit more about clothing. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks explains that the word beged, clothing, the Hebrew word, comes from the word bagad, which is to rebel. Our clothing sometimes rebels against who we are. What does that mean? It means that clothing really at the end of the day is a mask. My true self can be hidden by the clothing that I'm wearing. That, says Rabbi Sacks, is the essential quality of what clothing really is. Clothing is a mask for a human being. It gives the person, on the one hand, the ability to hide who they really are, but it also gives a person the ability to aim and strive to be so much more than that. The Kohen Gadol, yeah, he's a big tzaddik. But at the end of the day, what makes the Kohen Gadol is if the clothes make the man. If it rebels on some level against who he truly is, but he becomes so much more by wearing that. That's the goal. The goal is that if I do something, it can change and transform me. It's the idea, I think, of mitoch shelo lishma balishma. It's that I'm at a certain stage, I'm at a certain state, at point, and yet, when I behave a certain way, I'm able to uplift myself. That's what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do with all that, with all the clothing he wears. He's supposed to uplift himself. And that uplifting that he puts himself through is supposed to inspire him to be great and inspire others to do the same.